And our guest in the cafe this morning is Frances Dalby, the executive director of the Hunt County United Way. Frances, good morning.
Good morning.
You all just recently completed a project we've talked about before in Wolf City, and this was to revitalize, renovate City Park there.
Replace the old equipment with some new, fresh, safe park equipment. Yep. Yes, we had almost 100 volunteers show up. Everything from the ladies in the church made lunch, and oh my goodness, it was good. We had some people volunteer for breakfast, but we had people, surprisingly enough, some carrying pavers, the brick pavers, to make walkways, mixing cement, digging holes. So we had a lot of the high school kids show up. It was just amazing to see the community come together. And from 8 a.m. in the morning, from nothing, to 3 p.m. when we left, and there was a park there. It was pretty amazing.
Did you get everything done that you intended to do in that one day?
There are a few little details that we still need. We need the sign that goes up to recognize all the donors. But really, we got most of the work done. But then the high school clubs have signed on to maintenance it, so they'll go out once a quarter, check it, and make sure everything's still safe and operating, clean up the trash. And it's going to be really exciting.
Terrific. And now, as we approach the end of the year, with the end of the year in sight, you wanted to look back at some of the things that United Way has been able to do in this this past year. And as an example of that, and what you just talked about, that project in Wolf City, United Way is getting more and more hands-on with things.
We are. There's always an opportunity to give your money, and we love for people to write us a check. We will definitely not turn down that. But, you know, we had 400 hours in that park. So volunteers came out, they gave of their own time, and that really means a lot. So volunteer activities, the park, we had about 2,000 hours in our summer lunch program this summer, where we fed almost 10,000 meals to kids. That we also had our mobile learning cafe where people volunteered on that, and that was the lunch program in Quinlan. And I mean, just amazing things when people come together. When you give your money, it almost has more impact because of the volunteer activity that we have going on.
And the summer lunch program took place in Greenville,
Commerce, and Quinlan this year. And next year we have hopes of being able to expand that more.
Did that get bigger?
It did, absolutely. We went from 6,000 meals the first year to 10,000 meals this year, so almost double.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking with Frances Dalby, and Frances is the executive director of the Hunt County United Way. I know you're very proud of your Little Libraries program.
We are. We have a new one in Commerce at the Presbyterian Church there on Monroe, and that brings us to 18. And I think we have two more coming before the end of the year, so very excited about that. And in that, we've recycled 22,000 books. So those 22,000 books are now in the homes of children that probably wouldn't have had books otherwise.
Mm-hmm. And these are books then that kids just come and can take. And
the sign says, take one, leave one.
Uh-huh.
So if they have one they'd like to share, they can leave it. If they really love that book and it stays in their home, that's okay too.
But 22,000 is the total coming and going, I guess.
Well, we've had 22,000 come in, and so the libraries are pretty full right now. We have a person who, that's another volunteer that visits the libraries about once a month to make sure they're full. And so we've had 22,000 books come into the office, and they've gone back out into the community.
As we approach the end of the year then, we still have a little bit left. Is there anything you want to accomplish before the year is over, maybe?
Well, this time of year, we're kind of wrapping up campaign. So we've had lots of campaigns. Atmos has done a campaign. They're always tremendously generous people. Mohawk here in Commerce has done their campaign. The city has the option of payroll deductions. The county has the option. So those are just kind of the things that are wrapping up now, are primarily the campaigns in the businesses.
Do you try to wrap up your fundraising campaign by the end of the calendar year, or will that carry over into 2017?
Some of it will carry over because of the way different businesses operate on different fiscal years. So Walmart is a spring campaign, that kind of thing. So it does carry over some. But
can you say how that's going? I know you're not going to give a particular figure, but
I've been very pleased with the numbers that I've seen coming back from some of the businesses. That's been an increase from last year, and we do hope that that's the case. We were down a little bit this year from some of the businesses that usually give, and so I foresee this being a very good thing to help fill in the gap.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, Francis, we will be watching what takes place, what transpires the remainder of the year, but we're also already then looking ahead to next year already.
Very excited. Yeah. Thank you for having us, and thank you for listening to what we've got going on.
Okay, good, Francis. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again. Francis Dalby, the Executive Director of the Hunt County United Way. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.